So today I'm sharing with you 4 ideas for big batch meals, all of which I will share links to in the show notes. And also, prepping food in advance when you're busy is such a time saver and really makes life easier. Welcome to Eat Your Veg, a podcast for all things plant-based. I'm your host, Elizabeth Emery, a vegan food blogger and recipe developer based in Vancouver, BC. In these short podcasts, we'll explore all aspects of eating a vegan diet, from sharing the best plant-based milks and cheeses to explaining exactly how to cook tofu and why you're still getting it wrong. If you're a brand new vegan or if you're simply looking to eat more plant-based meals and want a bit of guidance, this podcast is for you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eat Your Veg, the plant-based podcast. So we all struggle when it comes to meal prepping, and I am no exception. But I've learned over the years that having a few recipes in my repertoire that are simple and yield lots of portions makes all the difference. I'm a firm believer in doing a large batch cook of a stew or chili about once a week so that I have lunches in the fridge and ready to go. It has saved me on many occasions. And also, prepping food in advance when you're busy is such a time saver and really makes life easier. So today I'm sharing with you 4 ideas for big batch meals, all of which I will share links to in the show notes. I'm definitely not suggesting that you need to make them all, but by simply trying even one a week, you'll find you almost always have food available and it will save you a lot of time and headaches. Number one is bolognese. So bolognese sauce is one of my favorite recipes for meal prep. Not only is it inexpensive because it can be made with textured vegetable protein, aka soy mince or red lentils, but it can also be made completely with pantry ingredients. Oh yes. So for those moments where you want a healthy meal but can't actually get to the shops, a simple vegan bolognese is ideal. Number two is a dal. If you're looking for something simple, comforting, and nourishing for dinner, red lentil dal is perfect. You can make it in just one pan and it's so comforting as it's full of warming spices. This one gets made by me or my partner on an almost weekly basis in our house as it is so tasty and protein rich. Number three is chili. It's easy and it's packed with vegetables and protein, of course. It's actually a great meal to make if you're having friends over as well, because it's easy to cook while spending time with them, and again, requires just one pan, so way fewer dishes to wash. I feel like my friends are probably sick of chili because I make it so much, but it is so convenient. And it's great because you can serve it with things like guacamole, lime wedges, corn tortilla chips, so you can really dress it up and make more of a fun kind of experience meal out of it than just boring chili on its own. Number four is lasagna. So I'm saving the best till last because I think vegan lasagna is comfort in a meal. Made with your favorite protein sauce, and shockingly enough, I like to use red lentils yet again in this one, a creamy cheese sauce and lots of vegetables. It's a delicious and satisfying dinner that you will want to make every week, trust me. I think what I love about this dish is that it makes more portions than you expect always and reheats really easily, so it's kind of perfect for taking to work. Well, if that's ever a thing again, obviously. So tell me, what are your favorite recipes for big batch meals? As always, you can email me at elizabeth@vancouverwithlove.com or DM me on Instagram. I'm at vancouverwithlove. I really love hearing from you, so feel free to get in touch. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please do consider subscribing and leaving a review or rating in Apple. These reviews are so helpful, as each one makes the podcast show up slightly higher in the rankings, and I'm so grateful for them. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next week.